Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com. Here it's Saturday night. Let's see, what do we got? March 10th. Spring is not that far away. Been a strange couple of weeks. Many of you know my father decided to take the trip to the other side, and he has been brought home. My father, we picked an urn for Dad that looks like a solid rocket motor, and so we were carrying my dad home in my Mustang. And my mother and I were getting kind of a kick out of the whole thing. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of macabre, I know, but yeah, now he's home, and we've been seeing this man around. So we know it's him, and he's been making appearances, and it's been a strange time. Some days you're doing pretty good, other days you're kind of, you know, you kind of get weepy. And then today I went out and just started working on the property, and did some burning, changed a battery in my truck, my poor F-150. It's been renewed. It's been reincarnated, and it does start. Thank God. And so anyway, we are back and getting into the normal swing of things around here. Studio A, we're basically doing a lot of rework around the place with all of the stuff that went on with the long illness, you know, with my dad. A lot of things kind of fell by the wayside, so we've been busy as hell. And so the garage is being cleaned up. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. Studio A is going to get some refit here. I'm rewiring a bunch of things and going to be moving some stuff around in here. So it's kind of a little crazy in here right now. I'm glad I don't have another guest with me, although there is room, but it's kind of weird in here. So anyway, let's see. We're going to go ahead and say hi to everybody. We've got Arctic Wolf. Arctic Wolf, that's a nice name. I like that. Castle 407. My dear friend, Kathy Dis... Castle! Rented Lips. Let's try that again. I'll put it in reverse. Kathy's Distant Echoes, and she was the first one here. Hello, my dear. You get the award. Big hug to you. My dear friend, Debbie Wells, who I grew up with in Roseville, California, is here. Good to see you, my dear. Big hug to you. Scott Wise from Gasp is here, and he is kicking back, probably coming up with some EVPs. I've got to have them on the show again. I have not done a Sunday show in forever, and by God, I should do one tomorrow, so I think I will. Let's see. We've got JB34. Hello, my friend. Good to see you again. Very nice guy. Let's see. Miss Pretty. I like that. Miss Pretty. That's a kind of nice name. We got Marina L. I can't see if that's L or EI. Hell, 52 years old. The eyes are going. Nancy Mum here with her ever-expanding pile of various brands of frying pans. thank God we've got some things here. I've got a net covering the forward part of the compartment here. Let's see. We got I'm sorry. I can't. I'm still getting over that cough. We got Quinny, my dear friend Quinny, out there in the eastern part of these United States. She's sitting out there currently looking at the frying pan thing and going, Nancy, why? We've got Spirit Said. That's a nice one. And I like your cat. You got a little purple cat. That's a new color. And sticking together. You know, that's what we've been doing. We've been sticking together. We're going to do some mediumship tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that happens after somebody passes, and some of the strange things, like what we were talking about earlier, the stuff where my father, began appearing in the house afterwards, and we did some EVP, and he did come through. I came back in the studio, sometimes I was kind of really feeling low about it all, and I wanted to make sure he made it. And sure enough, I mean, of course he's going to make it. I've been doing this 5 years. I know he's going to get there, but you need to hear it. When it's one of your own, you need to know. And so I did that, and the first thing he said was basically, come get me. I'm not liking this, having my body in this place, essentially. And it was really something. So we went and got him, as I said earlier, got that home. And it's just been strange. I mean, now we don't quite, it's funny. I guess this is part of what they call grief. I don't know. But the funny thing is that we don't know what to do with ourselves. I'm having to find things like all this stuff we're doing to kind of busy ourselves. And it's really strange. I'm so used to being on edge and ready to go to the hospital that, we're just in this strange place. It's a very weird reaction. So we're getting that all figured out. And Mom is going through her surgery. By the way, she was supposed to be in surgery the 7th, and what ended up happening was they found a minor heart thing, and they thought they had a problem. And it turned out that she has something called broken heart syndrome, because it's kind of strange. She just lost her husband. So she's, it took a heart test to go prove to them, that she's okay. So her heart's just fine, and she's got the normal changes that would go along, but it did create some minor hiccups in some of the heart rhythm. But she'll be in surgery this coming week, so we're going to be having that happen, and I think I'll be able to do my show Saturday, barring any difficulties, but it should be a real standard deal. So everybody please pray for my mom, when she goes through this final thing, and then I think we're going to hopefully have some clear sailing for a while. And but I will be also doing quite a bit with GRI. We've been reforming the team. I've been talking quite a bit with people about getting things reactivated and getting back out in the field and doing in field work with cases here in California. So we've got quite a few people on the GRI Facebook page are popping in and letting me know they're still around. So that said, I'm going to go ahead and open up here, and it's going to be open mic night. If you want a reading, I'll do my best. I'm still a little, kind of out of it from all this, but I'll do my damnedest. So we'll do that. And, wait a minute, that was my my screen just changed. And I was like, what? I forgot I've got this automatic background changer, so it kind of looks funny. Anyway, so what we're going to do is go ahead and take the 916 caller, and I'll read off who I have here so far. We've got 916, 228, and a 213 who doesn't have their hand up. And a couple of you guys hung up, so if you just want to call back in later, go right ahead. But 916, you're on SoulStream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Ebony. Nice to meet you, sir.
Hi, Ebony.
I'm calling out of Sacramento, California.
Oh, yeah, you're just down the street from me. I'm up in Shingle Springs.
That's right, yes. Matter of fact, I used to work in Cameron Park.
Oh, yeah, just right down the road.
Truly, wow.
What can I do for you, my friend?
Oh, yes, and thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question.
All right.
Me and my mother have been on this search for her family. Now, first off, let me say that my mother's family, she was the youngest, so a lot of her sisters have transitioned, and, mm-hmm. A lot of secrets were kept, and my mother really does not know anything about her family. She knows about in her 30s or 20s or 30s that she found out that she has another father. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me play that back. Which one has the other father?
My mother.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yes, and all we know is his name. And like I said, there was a lot of secrets, and my mother, no one told her anything, you know, about where she, you know, anything. And, you know, like I said, me and my mother have been on this search to try and find any information, you know, about the family and why the secrets, you know. So I was wondering if you picked up anything, if it's at all possible that you can let me know.
And this is Mom's side, because I have a standard system that I do where I'll write, you know, Mom and Dad, and then I'll do a crossover. That's just like a quadrant, and it helps me kind of place where what I'm getting. And the first thing I did was I wrote a male, had a male energy that came through on Mom's side. So this is, but this person's passed.
Yeah.
When it's coming through. And, the word, I keep getting the word deception. I mean, this guy is just telling me that, I mean, you're talking about secrets, but was there a lot of deceiving that was going on? I mean, this is the thing that I keep getting. Was there things that were not being, or were being misrepresented? That's this, I mean, I'm absolutely powerful at getting this.
Wow. Where no one, like, for instance, my mother would ask about, you know, different medical issues that she would, you know, experience through life, you know, and her sisters would say, you know, we don't talk about stuff like that. It's always been a closed door. And, you know, it's no disrespect to my aunties, but, you know, it would help, you know, help us, please, you know.
Now, so the your mother's father was not the one that she expected it to be. But I've got a male who is not that man coming through. And this is like a grandfather energy, but I don't think this is the grandfather. So I'm going to say, did the father who was not the father, I don't know how quite to say this, the father who she thought was her father, right?
Right.
Does he have brother?
Oh.
Does he have a brother?
Okay.
So that'd be your grandfather. It would be your grandfather, who is not your grandfather. Right?
Okay. I call him my grandfather.
Okay, your grandfather. Did your grandfather have a brother?
The step grandfather. Gosh, I don't think so. I'm not sure. But I'm sure he had sisters. Definitely had sisters, but I don't recall a brother, but the biological grandfather did have brothers.
Okay, he did have a brother then. All right, so and you have not found the grandfather who is the real biological grandfather. You're still looking.
Well, the biological grandfather passed away in 86. That's what we found out.
You know that much, but you don't know any more than that? I mean, you just know some basics.
We know his name. His name is Will Ferrer, and we know that he had two daughters.
All right.
And pretty much know. And
okay, well then. The reason for the split, I mean, that's the thing that I'm the male that I'm getting coming through, I'm getting a brother, okay, this is a brother energy, but a grandfatherly kind of a grandfatherly way.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's the, I was really attracted to it being the non-biological grandfather's brother, but you're telling me that this is the other.
Wow.
And how well do you know the family on the non-biological grandfather? How well do you know that whole situation? You're sure there's no brother?
I could be wrong, but you know, if this person says that he's, the brother, I'll go with that. I will definitely go with that.
Okay, well, I've been wrong, and I will be wrong again. It's something I've been through my own little trials, as you heard some of it. But we'll take it with a. I'm kind of stepping through this. It's
no
a complicated
problem.
Read. But one thing I'm getting here, Ebony, is that he keeps showing me a car accident, and I'm trying to assign this if it's him that was in the car accident, this male that's coming through. But I'm getting like a car accident. That was there a fatality in a car accident in your family? I mean, I'm getting this distinct car accident, like a cliff kind of a thing.
A cliff?
And it's twisted. Yeah, I'm getting this car accident. If you may want to research this, because I'm not sure you're really going to know this right off the bat.
Truly, yeah, I will definitely do some research.
But this spirit is coming through and talking about this car accident, and I think this is part of them trying to come through and be evidentiary. You know, they're trying to show you, yeah, go talk to the elders about this, and they'll tell you about it. Now, I'm still sticking with, I'm trying to get him to tell me, and he's just not giving me the symbols that I'm used to. And the thing I get with the deception card here is the breakup between your grandmother and the original biological grandfather. I'm getting the deception, do you know the circumstances to this? Because what I keep getting is the deception traces there. And it's, I don't know that it was her fault or his per se. I think somebody intervened. I think this was, I think there was more to the story than just, two people disagreeing.
Exactly. I heard that what surrounded my mother's birth, it was a bunch of drama because he was married. There was, some people involved it was, taboo, I guess. But yeah, I know that much that, the families were enough.
Okay. Well, interference, so you were confirming, what I'm getting is interference between the two of them causes breakup. The spirit, that I'm getting is coming back and he's showing me, World War II, that he's got a connection to World War II, and I'm guessing he was based out of California, but I'm getting do you have family that, was in the military, Bay Area?
In the Bay Area? No,
yeah.
Not that I know of. My family is, I'm sorry.
Well, you may want to check this because I'm trying to get a name out of this guy, and I'm usually very good with names, and I'm not getting the name. But what I am getting, some sort of car accident, some sort of twisted thing, or if it's not a car accident, it's an accident of some kind. It's something like that. But he's showing me World War II. I'm seeing twisted metal. He keeps showing me destruction, twisted metal. And this, if it isn't a car accident, it's going to be some vehicular type accident. Or something maybe like he was in, either a plane or it's something like that. I mean, it's like he's enclosed in this thing. And I don't know if it's a sub or, but again, the war reference, it's big time. So I don't know if you had a relative in the, in the 1940s time frame that this, I keep getting 40-ish, 50-ish, but it's, I'm going to go back to 40s. I mean, that's kind of the feeling I'm getting.
My mother was born in the 40s, in 46.
Yeah, but this male is of the family, and he's doing everything he can to make sure he gets through to me that this is important that you know who this is, and you're going to have to find. I think the bottom line here is that you guys have been kept in the dark about a whole lot of things, right? I mean, you family-wise, you're just discovering who your family is, and there's
right.
all these pieces that are falling into the puzzle. Now, I think you've got somebody who's a real heroic type figure in the war. And I keep seeing Vallejo. Why am I seeing... That's where my family's from.
Wow.
There was an explosion in the 1940s during World War II, major explosion in that area in the North Bay. Munitions, it was a huge munitions thing that happened. And that's the sense I get of this. I don't know if he was there or if he was, you know, around it or knew people there, but he's showing me, you know, I'm getting this distinct feeling of this particular incident. So what I'd say to you is research on these key points, you know, everything I'm telling you, you know, the World War II connection, you know, the potential that he was in or around the naval base there where this happened. It was a very devastating event when it happened, and it was a big, big deal. And a lot of people were hurt and, you know, killed in this thing. And it was way, way, way back. But he's, you know, he's being absolutely clear that he's coming through and they're aware of your particular search.
Really?
This has been going on. Your search has been going on better than 5 years. You've been really interested in it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
And have you been having, have you had some, I keep getting the feeling somebody's trying to stymie the whole thing. Is there somebody that's been kind of pushing this back and saying, no, 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 you don't want to go there?
My mother's sister, and the family that I'm, my family originally came from Anguilla, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And my mother, you know, when she was a couple years old, she was probably about between 3 and 5 years old, they moved to Fresno. So her biological father, you know, of course, you know, is in Mississippi, but the family, you know, the rest, you know, this side of the family, you know, moved here, well, not here, but moved to Fresno. And that's where, you know, years went on, then people moved to Oakland and, you know, areas like that, San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah, you got a Bay Area, so you've got a history of a Bay Area type connections, even with the Mississippi then, because you would have been near a lot of water in Mississippi, and you know, was that near the coastline?
I'm not sure. I really need to do some research on Mississippi too.
Yeah, it's like you guys are water people, you know. And that's the thing is, like, I get this whole water connection thing going on. So, I mean, I'm seeing bays. And it's kind of like a natural thing for you guys to be around that. And Sacramento, of course, has the inland connection to the Bay Area, you know, via the Sacramento River and you know, all that tremendous history of the canals and everything we have here, you know, in this part of the world. The thing is I really get that you should continue, you know, forward with the search, you know, for one. You've got the attention of family members who have crossed. You know, definitely this male seems to be a key figure in this. And I'm getting a World War II connection to this guy, and it's some kind of I think it's him that passes in the accident. He's describing his death, and twisted metal. This is a big deal. I keep seeing twisted metal, but I can't get the scale of it. I don't know if it's a big piece of metal, like he's in a submarine or he's on a plane or you know. I mean, I don't have that. But he is absolutely making it clear that he is around you. Now, are you or any of your family psychically sensitive? I mean, do you tend to pick up on spirits?
My mother, hugely, hugely.
Okay. She been complaining about or mentioning anything strange happening since this search began?
Someone passes over, they go to see her. And since I've been really, really on this search within the past couple months, every time, you know, I go spend time with her, there's always this energy that comes along with me. And she's also picked up on her biological father, you know, the one that we're, you know, searching about. And wow.
Do you? I'm getting a B name, and I the first name I thought of was like a Bailey or a BA name. So this is another. I don't think it's the name of our male that's coming through. I think he's giving me another name of another male.
Another male?
It's another male that he's associated with. And I think it's like a friend.
Oh.
And you may find, I think it's a friend of his that is coming through and helping him with this whole thing. It's like these two guys are doing that they hit. They're like best buds.
Wow.
And so, I mean, keep in mind the BA or the BE type name that's coming through. I mean, I'm sorry I'm not giving you, like, specifics, but, it comes from a completely different world than I'm used to, and there's actual cultural differences here, and I'm really trying hard because he's not using my symbols, so I'm going, good, please give me what I need. So he's very independent. Were the men in that family very independent? I mean, were they kind of pushy? I hate to put it this way.
I'm not sure because, you know, I wasn't raised around them. My mother, my family was, you know, military, so we moved around a lot. But when you say differences, I understand. I understand because I know that, you know, my family's African American, and then also we have indigenous, you know, culture, Indian.
Yeah, and that's the thing I'm getting is he's, you know, this particular gentleman coming through, he's very, very, it's just a strong will. I mean, he's very strong in the way he comes through, and he's going to do it his way. And, you know, and I respect that. And he's kind of folding his arms. I mean, that's how the way I feel around him. He's like, yeah, just get it through. The thing I'm getting here is, you know, don't let the person who's, you know, this lady that's coming through here on this side interfering stop you from going forward because you have a great deal to discover with this. I'm getting that breakthrough in the next 6 months for you on this and possibly quite a bit sooner. Just keep up the pressure. Keep going after this. Have you been doing stuff online with this? Have you been doing some online research with, you know, I can't remember the name of the genealogical service on the web, but, you know, somebody in the chat typed it for me. Have you been using genealogy?
Yes, that's how I was able to find out a lot. You know, like I said, with the biological grandfather, his family, you know, his two daughters. His two daughters are still alive, if I'm not mistaken. His sister, I came so close to getting close to his sister, but someone stopped that. It's just terrible. She ended up passing away, Nate.
You mean, so they're stopping you, and so the whole goal you've got going on here is trying to get in touch with these people and just actually and actually meet someone. That's the main goal here, right?
Yeah. Tell us something. You know, it's not fair.
Okay. What I keep getting here is keep up the pressure, and not only that, some of the records are going to show up that are going to make the connections for you, but do everything you can. Keep going. You know, now is not the time to give up. So, you know, you just don't give up. You will find the answers. I had the same problem where I had people in Marin County and Vallejo that I found the lost history of my family just by continuing to press and press and press.
Wow.
Because my father could not tell me because he'd had his stroke. And so I kept pushing in, and I found my entire lost family history in the most unlikely of ways, which is on Google Books.
What?
I did the right search, and out popped a history of one of the counties surrounding where in the Napa area, my family from the Azores had come in, and my family, you know, were on that side are technically Portuguese, but I'm actually half more like half Viking, and the other half is Scottish Islander. And the Vikings landed on the Azores, and there this one island has these big, tall, blonde and red-haired people that are 6 foot five and 7 feet tall. You know, and then the little mainland Portuguese people are these little tiny people. and it's like I got this pitch, you know. But I found the whole lost history. And when I retire, I'm going to fly out to the Azores and actually go back and trace the history from there back to whichever part of, you know, northern Europe and also some of, you know, southern Europe where, you know, some of my other Portuguese ancestors came from. So, I mean, it was really neat finding out in Google. I found this whole lost history, and I found out I didn't know my grandfather got run over by a train, and he did. He got killed in his car by a train. I was like, what a way to go, you know? So, I mean, but this is the kind of stuff you're going to, you know, if you keep going, you're going to find the answer, and it will come at you in the most oblique way, and that's my prediction for you. You will find it. So just keep on going. You know, you're doing good. You're getting help from the spirit world on this side, and I'm going to predict, too, that if you haven't had a flowering of your abilities, psychically, if your abilities psychically have not been kind of kicked in like your mother's, I have a feeling that will happen, okay? So just, you know, keep going. And if you start sensing stuff and listening to your instincts, I think that's going to serve you well because you have a great gift and you should use it.
Wow, thank you so much.
Okay.
Did you say that someone on the other side is trying to block it as well?
No. It's only a human being on this side. The other side is really not into that kind of thing. It's, you know, there are forces out there that would, you know, could do that, but in this case, no, it's not. It's your family's interested in helping you on the other side, and they care about you. You know, they're spending the time with you, and you may get some manifestations if you just start talking to them. You know, and even try asking them to give you clues in your dreams. And that's the time when we all go to the astral world, and you are able to get you know, messages to and from them. So they can give you more to go on. I did a D name, and I think it's with the male that we were talking about. His name starts with D. So I'm going with a D name. D, like David, but it's not David. Yeah, it's just a D name, and I don't know, I don't have any more. So go with this. I mean, I hope I've given you enough to give you, you know, give you something to go with. But the big thing here is do not give up.
Yes, sir.
You know? Yeah, they want you to keep going. So they'll make the effort if you keep going. And what I hope you do is you know, follow up on all these clues that we've got, and then you know, call back and let us know how it turned out because. I love to hear these stories, how this all works out.
Yes, and isn't it sad that I would have to go? Well, it's not sad because you are supposed to talk to your ancestors, but it's sad that, you know, those that are on this side close just don't want to talk. But, you know, I was just thinking about that. It's amazing. But you were saying,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's sad, but you're dealing with human frailties, and the lessons that we learn when we come over, it's easy to villainize someone who is doing a villainous thing, and but in their mind, they think they're doing the right thing,
right?
And they have their own sins. And when we sign up for this mission, when we come into this life, we go through these trials and tribulations because we're here to learn something, and it teaches you something about yourself. Now, I just went through a very powerful experience of losing my father 2 weeks ago.
I'm so sorry.
After 5 years, you know, I mean, 5 years of pure hell, and I'm still here standing here to tell the tale. And not only that, I mean, it's, you know, I'm stronger for it. I've learned so much about love and about, you know, these things. So, you know, don't hold them, you know, up and say, oh, that's, you know, terrible that they're doing that. Look at it as the challenge that, you know, what am I here to learn from this? What will I find out? And how will it make me a better person? And how they react to it is how they react to it. But you've got a great gift here that you're going to get out of this. And it's going to really, it's going to show you more about who you are as a person.
Wow.
You know, that's the key.
Oh, wonderful. You are such a blessing. Thank you so much. And
all right, my dear.
You are awesome. Bless you, and may God bless you and your father. You know, he's like, you know, you already know he's right there with you.
Yep, I got a picture of him right in front of me right now. He's in studio with me. So.
Oh, wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you, Ebony.
Oh, bless you. You have a blessed night.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You too.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to take a 1 minute break, and we've got lots of callers, and we're going to go right on through. The next caller will be 228. So we'll just take a 1 minute, and I think we'll play. We'll try this here. I think that's a good song to play, huh? Excuse me, I'm burping. It's one of those nights. I'm drinking A&W root beer, and it's making all sorts of things happen. Anyway, we'll do a little bit of kind of Southwest music with a station. I can't even talk today. A station identification. Here we go.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, in the Kingdom of Gold, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.
Last night you were unhinged. You were like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me. Do it again.
God, I'd love a woman like that. And we are back. Let's see. We've got quite a few friends out there in the audience. We've got Arctic Wolf, Blue Energy, Castle 407, my dear friend Kathy, Debbie Wells. Hello, my dear. Driss Reg, hello, good to see you, Driss. Scott Wise, Gerber Daisy TM. Let's see, a couple of guests out there. Nancy Mum, Old Crow, Patama, Quinny, Spirit Said, Sticking Together, and Unseen Production. And I saw an old friend of mine, too, who used to be on my team, and she popped out, I guess, so good to see her, too. Michelle. Hello, Michelle, if you're still out there listening. God, can you call? We got to talk. We got to do some GRI stuff. All right. So anyway, it is 10:07 on the West Coast. Got a little bit about almost 90 minutes left here. Let's go ahead and take the 228 caller. 228, you're on Soul Stream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello, my name is Shirley, and I'm calling in from Mississippi.
Hi, Shirley from Mississippi.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
It's just been a weird frickin' couple of weeks, but I'm here to tell the tale, and I'm still strong. So what can
right.
I do for you?
I was wondering if I could ask a health question.
Okay.
Okay. I am going in for some a biopsy this week on my thyroid, and I was kind of wondering what you could maybe see about that. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm just, sorry. Sorry, I'm just...
Oh, I'm sorry that you're just...
I was concentrating. I was going to go into my space there for a second. I should have like a...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm missing. Yes, thanks. I'll be doing readings, you know, I'll be back in a minute. Let's see. The thing I kept getting, I mean, the impression I get, I don't see anything untoward here, nothing bad. The immediate feeling I'm getting is... was this like hypothyroid type thing? You're feeling kind of low, you know, there's low energy, not a lot of
I have a lot of energy. I had a a thyroid scan. I've had nodules on my thyroid for quite a while, and they did a regular checkup with the scan, and they found a suspicious nodule, they said, and they want me to come in for a biopsy.
So you have plenty of energy. Why am I getting this feeling like tiredness? Unless it's my tiredness. It's been one of those weeks. The thing that I'm getting, I don't think that this is anything bad. I will say this much. I'm not getting anything bad out of it, although I do think they're going to have to do some treatment of it. This may take more than one scan to find, you know, to get the answer. I don't think it's anything bad, though. I think that it's just going to be, there will definitely be an intervention with it. That's the feeling I get, that they're going to have to do some. But it's not like it's some terrible, you know, this is the end for you kind of thing. The thing I get the feeling of, it's a fairly routine kind of malfunction that people get. But I don't think that it's anything bad. I mean, just go through the program, go with what they say to do, and, you know, and trust your feelings with it. But I don't, honestly, I don't get anything. I'm just not sensing anything untoward here, you know.
Okay.
But I don't know why I'm getting the feeling of tiredness. That's the one thing. Are you got an excess of energy? Is that the thing?
Well, I wouldn't say excess of energy, but I don't lack energy. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it. I was.
It's not like hyper.
Maybe tired of all. Well, they said it was low. The count was low because of these nodules that are on it. And I guess what low means is you have more energy or something. I don't know. It's the opposite of what it would sound like, what I can gather from it.
Okay, well, then maybe that's what I'm picking up. I was going low. I feel like low, and I'm going, I don't know. I'm feeling like it's low energy, and I'm going, I'm misreading the whole thing. What I feel is, what I feel with you, though, is that it's going to take, they'll think they have it, and then I think that they're going to have to I think that there's just going to be a secondary thing they have to look at, and I feel like there's more than one scan, but don't freak out. It's just part of the process of ironing this out. I just feel benign. I don't think it's anything big. So I think you're in good shape.
Okay.
You know, honestly.
All right. Great. Good.
Yeah. So, you know, just hang in there. Best of luck.
Yes, for sure. Okay. And I'll tell you, I'll keep your mother in our prayers here for her upcoming operation. And you take care.
Okay. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Talk to you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm still coughing. My mother is a smoker. And it has been driving me batty. I love her to death. She's a great mom, but she smokes, and she's smoking these cigarettes that now I've been getting over that bug that I had back in January, and I got this cough. And every time I go in the house, ever since Dad had the bad turnaround, it's been like a chimney of smoke. And I go into the house, and it's just reeking, and it's cigarette after cigarette after cigarette. And I'm going, oh, my God, you know, and so I go in there, and she needs company, so I'm actually heading into this pit of fire, and I'm still coughing because I can't quite get over this whole thing. I'm going to see about what I can do, if I can put in some sort of, you know, maybe I can put in like a massive vortex engine or something in the bathroom that'll suck all the smoke out, you know, at a hurricane force. That way I'll be fine. But let me tell you, it's been a real trial. I think when somebody gets ill and you're a smoker, you just start chain smoking. And that's what she's doing. She's going through. And she told me she was going to quit just after Dad passed. And I'm going, okay, great. And then she just kept buying packs. So everybody please pray for my mother to quit smoking, because that'd be really cool, because it'd help me too. I know I'm being selfish, but what can I say? Let's see. We're going to go ahead and take the 718 caller. Someone say beer? Did he say bug or better beg? I don't know what, Quinny. Everybody's sitting there doing symbols in the chat room right now. Anyway, we're going to take the 718. I think I took the 213 caller because I didn't. You know what? I violated my own system. I haven't been in here so long. I have not done. I'm not following my own system here. So I'll wait and see if 213 is one I've done. But 718, you're on Soulstream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello. Hi. My name is Helene, and I'm calling from New York.
Helene?
Celine.
Oh, Celine. Okay, there you go. From New York.
Yeah.
All right.
Good old New York.
What can I do for you, Celine?
Okay. I'm trying to relocate to a temporary place because of my current circumstances.
Yeah.
Can you
tell me? You're talking real low, sweetheart.
Talking
real low.
Yeah, like I said, I'm trying to relocate to a different, you know,
okay.
to a temporary place because
yeah.
of, you know, some things that I'm going through. You know, do you have an answer for that?
You're trying to find a more permanent place is what you're asking, and you want to find out if that's going to work out, right?
Right, right. Well, actually, a temporary place, you know.
Is there an angry man?
Say that again?
Is there an angry man, an angry male person each? I mean, are you dealing with somebody who's just not quite nice?
No.
I mean, I just get this. Is there was there something going on with a man who was, I immediately popped in my head, this guy's ticked off. I don't get what that's about. I mean, is this a work situation going on? All right. Well, I'm getting angry male energy and around you, and I don't know why, and I don't know if it's a future thing, but watch out for angry men. It's a good thing for everybody to do.
Of what age, perhaps? Is this a young person or middle age?
No. Oh, never give the medium clues. No.
Oh, okay.
Badness. I gotta be wrong or right, and I can fall. I can fall really well if I do it. If I don't have any clues, and I can sometimes really get a good hit. But what I'm getting is this male energy, and I'm gonna go with age wise somewhere, kicking in 30s, 40s, late 30s, right. Early 40s energy, and this is a male that's. Just yes or no. You have what I'm going to say is full time work that you're in, correct?
You said, do I have full time work?
Are you working? Are you presently working?
No.
At a job, right?
No,
is
not.
Is there something that you're doing that is like work? You're volunteering. You're doing something?
No, not at all.
What is this thing that you're in? Are you going someplace during the day that you're around a lot of people? I mean, I feel like you're at a work-type situation. Are you out looking for work?
There was an incident that happened here, so this is what's prompted me to leave, and I just need to relocate to a temporary place. And this is why I'm out of work, because of an incident that took place.
And was there like an altercation-type thing? I mean, that's the sense I get. Is there an altercation or something just got way out of whack that somebody got ticked off?
It wasn't involving me, but it was a family member, and it happened here.
Okay. The thing that... I'm not so worried about the fact that you're going to go someplace else because you are going to go into a more permanent situation. We'll answer that question right now. Yes, you'll find peace if you keep on going the direction you're going, because it seems to me you're looking for something more peaceable, and you know you're trying to just get to where you need to be, and trying to achieve happiness. And that's everybody's trying to find happiness, whatever in the moment makes them comfortable. And I think that you're distinctly uncomfortable with where you're at right now, which is why you're calling here. And the thing is that the you know, we all go through these trials. I mean, you know, you heard some of what I'm going through with my whole situation, you know, and you just keep getting up and keep going at it, and you will find your way through it. The thing I keep returning to back to, though, and I'm trying to understand, because I'm not getting spirits that are coming through here. I'm just feeling my way through the situation. You know, none of your family are coming through for me. And I'm just getting the feeling that you're on your own with this. I mean, is your family kind of leaving you hanging on this thing? You're not getting a lot of help.
No, not at all. I'm taking care of this solely on my, you know, solely myself.
You have family members, though, in and around the area, correct?
Not exactly.
Well, you know, it's either one or the other. I mean, is there family that's in the area within, you know, a reasonable distance?
No.
Who's the not exactly then?
I say Long Island. I guess that's pretty close. I have a brother.
You have a brother. So how far away is your brother?
He's pretty far. He's, what is that, in Suffolk County.
Is that like within, you know, 1,000 miles, 500 miles? I mean, I'm feeling like it's closer than 500.
I really can't tell you.
Okay, well, what I feel like is, I mean, I know so much trying to push you into, like, family, a difficult family situation, but, you know, I feel like the whole thing that you're kind of out on your own with this, and it's kind of it's out of your control, right? I mean, you're not able to really go back and just appear at, you know, family's doorstep and say, I need help.
No, and plus, you know, I have a child.
All right, so... Have you called in here before? Have you called our show before? It sounds familiar to me, but because one of my partners there was saying, hey, but I think this is a different one now, Nancy. I do. You got a child, and you're trying to handle the whole thing by yourself. You're in the classic, you know, single lady situation, trying to raise a child and deal with the job situation and come up with a decent home at the same time. And, you know, there's no easy out for this. I'll say that right now. I mean, you're got a spirit. Is your grandmother on your mother's side? And I'm just going to... Your grandmother on your mother's side passed.
Yes.
She is.
She came through.
Was she very close to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's the E name?
That's her, Elizabeth.
Okay. She's telling you, she's actually quite a good communicator. I really like this. Thank you, ma'am. She's, and not you, ma'am, but her ma'am.
Yeah, I understand.
Sorry about that. what I'm getting really clear here is she had a talk with you about strength. As there was a childhood talk or something that was really formative that she said to you that really means something to you that she wants to remind you about. That
when she was here in the living.
Pardon me?
You mean when she was here in the living?
In the living. Did she have some discussion with you about life's challenges and getting through them? Because I'm getting this sense that there's like this discussion. That's the way I'm getting it. It's like she showed me a picture like the two of you talking and to remind you about what she said to you. And I'm trying to get the gist of it, but the feeling I get is this is some lesson that she taught you, and she's dragging you back to remember that, because there's no easy, you know, I'm just going to paraphrase what I think, and this is kind of where I was going, and then she pops in. And the feeling I get here is this real strong feeling that she's making clear to you there's no perfect answer, and you know when you're on your own, you've got to make it work, okay? And you're going to have to do some things that, you know, aren't going to be necessarily the most pleasant to get through, but you will get through if you are strong. And you're going to have to do some things that, you know, you're just going to just buckle down, and work hard. And that's the sense I get with her, is that, you know, she's got – was she kind of a – did she have like a spine of stainless steel? I mean, this woman is strong. I mean, yeah. You know, the way she's coming up – pardon me?
Is this a figure of speech? What did you say?
Figure of speech is, you know, in my family we use that term for really strong women. She was kind of like just tough. I mean, spiritually and mentally tough, and that's the feel I get with her. I mean, is that how she was?
I would have to say that she was that kind of person.
She's been there the whole time you've endured all these difficulties, and you've been through some real crap. I'm going to just, you know, put it to you blunt, and you've been crapped on pretty hard. The thing I keep getting is that you've been feeling like that, the way that this is coming through, is that you've been getting pushed in some directions that you're not even sure you have the strength to keep going. And it's like you've been questioning why you're even here. I mean, I'm sorry to be blunt, but I mean, is that the kind of feel I get, you know, that you're getting? You're just looking at, oh, is this hopeless? And then what am I doing? Am I doing it right? And that's the feel I get here.
That, like, why am I here where I am now?
Yeah, why is this happening? Why can't things work out? I mean, it's just that you're really searching.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, don't give up. She's like, she's there with you. She knows what you're going through. She's been through some, you know, similar situations herself. That's the thing she keeps coming back with. She's not going to go away. You can talk to her. And, you know, again, just like the prior caller, talk to them because they're there with you. It's like, you know, I'm out today burning in the yard, and I'm doing all this stuff, and I'm talking to my father. You know, and I'm telling him stuff that I'm doing, and I kind of get the feeling, you know, that he's, you know, standing there right there with me, you know. And I'm even cussing him out a couple of times because there's things that he did that I didn't like. And, you know, but it's a continuing relationship, you know, I still have that. And it helps me, you know, get through. And that's the thing I get with you. Now, I mean, do you talk to her?
You know, in my head.
Yeah, well, don't just do it in your head. Actually, when you're alone and it's in a trust, you know, kind of place, you can just close the door and you can have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it out there. And then when you go to sleep, you know, that I think that you're going to probably just be surprised that there's going to be some things that will happen that'll go that direction. Where she is coming through, you know, for you in your dreams and different things like that. The other thing that is going to, you know, be clear here is you've been kind of making non-specific goals about what you want. It's like you need a place, but have you sat down and decided what you really need? What are your requirements for what you need next? I mean, has that happened?
I'm not happy where I am. And I mean,
formulated?
You know,
have you sat down and said, "This is what I need to do next, and this is what I want"?
Oh yeah.
And
oh,
this
yes.
is you. Yeah, but you've got that down in writing, right?
Not literally, but
in my head. There's a big one. Okay, take it out of your head, and here's your assignment. Go off and have your. Go off and take an 8 by 11 and a half piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and you write real big on it what you want, and you can have, you know, 5 or 6 things on there. You could have as little as one, but you got to have something. So you could put these things in, you know, fairly bold type on this piece of paper what you want to have happen next, and you stick it on your refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
And you walk by that and you forget about it after that. You just walk by it. And it's going to throw a message into your subconscious to start making the things happen that you need to have happen. This is the, you know, this is a secret that is, you know, I use all the time. When I, there's something I've lost or there's something I want to do, I throw that piece of paper out there and then I walk by it. And the next thing I know, stuff's happening. And it's because I've contacted that subconscious part of myself and I'm using that to help bring about situations that will, you know, manifest. We have a lot more power as human beings, you know, to control our environment and what we want if we would just focus on that and then use our subconscious to help get that. You know, our frontal intelligence is great, you know, and and we can sit back and go, ooh, I need this and I want that. But then we don't do the other step, which is talk to the subconscious and put the order into the universe to say, this specifically is what I'd like. And that's kind of the feel I get with you. You know sort of what you want, but you haven't articulated it and then thrown it over to the subconscious and said, here, go do that. And then, and not only that, you'll start making little actions and changes in your persona in the way you are and bring those things about. So do this thing. And believe me, it'll work. I really would love to hear how it goes for you, because when you do this and the next 90 days all these things start happening, you'll come back and go, wow, you know, this does work. And, you know, it might not be everything you want, but it'll get you a lot farther down the road than where you're at right now.
Right.
So, okay?
Okay.
So, but your grandma is with you, by the way. Grandma is very strongly with you.
Okay.
Boy, is she.
That's,
yeah.
That's so,
E-name,
that's so
what good. Was her, what's her, what's her full name?
Her full name?
Yeah, what's
Elizabeth,
her full, what,
for, Elizabeth. Lydiger.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's very strong. I just really feel that she's been with you through the whole experience. The male energy that I got from before, I'm going to stick with my guns on this. There's this angry male energy that I don't know what this is about. I don't know if this is a future thing, but just keep a steer clear from that one. If it already happened,
will I be in some kind of danger with this person?
No, I just get a feeling like you're going to be there's going to be this person, and I'm getting in his 30s, 40s. Some situation that you're going to be in, whatever this person's got, I think it's more bark than bite, but a lot of people run around afraid of this guy, and you can just see through it and go around it. But don't let it cut to your core. It's more just bark than bite.
Is it someone that, you know, I might know, or... I mean, because I think it's
somebody you're going to run into, because if it's not happening now, then the reason I'm being shown it is it's something in the future. But if this is a person that you end up working for, or you're somebody around, or you may even enter a relationship, and that part I don't know. I do know this person makes a significant emotional impact on the people around him and has the capacity to be overpowering and has a kind of an angry energy, but I don't think that he needs to be the way he is. So just know that that's out there. Take it into account and look at him when you know when this person comes by and, you know, tries to rock your world or whatever, and you just go, yeah, right. You know, so, you know, go. I hope that helps. I mean, because the big thing that I think the biggest thing of the night is your grandmother came through. She made it clear she's with you through it, and you've got a tool to work with. So, you know, go forward. You can't wait. The thing I'm getting here to really is don't wait for things to happen. Make things happen, but you're going to make difficult choices and do the thing with the subconscious, you know, with the 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. And then let me know how this goes, because I'd like to hear.
Okay. I didn't call in, like, you know, when the show started. I'd just like to ask you what's your name, because it says Knights of Medium.
Oh, what my name is? My name's John. John Almada. And I've been doing this for more than a few years. Yeah.
I know you.
I'm still learning too.
Oh, that's good. You're wonderful. You're a wonderful inspiration. Just want to add.
Thank you.
Something. Just one thing, quickly, because I know you're short on time. Do you see anything going on with my health? Because off and on, I don't be feeling too well. It's like in the chest area.
Have you been What was it you were saying?
It's like I get some weird sensation in the chest area.
If you're getting sensations in your, if you're getting sensations in your body that are not normal, that's a signal by your body that you need to look into it. Okay, number one. So go to a qualified, you know, medical doctor, have them take a look at it. I don't think it's anything serious, but you know, don't play with it. You know, because if you're just waiting around, that's the surest way to make something that's not serious serious. So, you know, get it looked at. That's the big thing, you know, and, you know, go get it checked. Don't wait around. Did your family? Just real quick, does your family have a long history with like lung issues?
Lung issues? My father.
Yeah, is there like lung?
Pulmonary, what is the condition?
Yeah.
The heart and lung, yeah, the condition that.
Yeah, you might want to just go in and get it looked at. I don't think it's anything bad, just stay on top of it. So, yeah, go get checked.
Okay.
Yeah, don't wait around. Just do a physical. Have them just say, hey, you got this whole thing going on, and you know, tell them the symptoms, and I think you're going to be fine. But don't be afraid to go to the doctor.
I've been here already, but they didn't find anything.
If they didn't find anything and you're still having that sensation, then find another doctor. Because if they're not finding it, and you're still having that, and you know you're not imagining it, don't let them tell you that you're fine. You'll wait until you get an answer.
Okay.
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 All right.
Thank you so much. All right. And I'll certainly be in touch.
All right. Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you. Lie down. All right. Let's see what we got going on here. We got a bunch of guests out there. We got all our regular listeners out there. Good to see you, buddy. All right, we're going to continue right on. No station ident. I'll just go straight through. What do we have? Did I have it? We're going to 213. So the 612 is Celine. Is that still you?
Hello.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't write down the number. 612, you're on Soulstream.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sean.
Hi, Sean. Where are you at?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
Minnesota, all right.
Yeah, I had to throw that O in there. Minnesota. You know, they all say we talk like that.
Yeah, you guys are. I did some technical training out there in 2003. I flew out there, and they'd all talk like this, you know. And they've got this kind of funny, and they make these noises like ooh, ooh.
Yeah,
and I liked it. I was like, and they're all looking at me, and they go, "You talk funny," and I'm going, "Really?" And they go, "Oh, you're from California." Yeah, you figure
You know what it is.
You have an accent.
It's all that frozen air from Canada, and it seems to bring the language down with it.
Well, it's actually, I kind of like it. The people were really hospitable. I can't say the word tonight, but I had a great time there. But what can I do for you, my friend?
I just want to know if... what you pick up off me, if I have the same ability that you do.
What you pick up off of you and you have the same ability I do. But
I'm just asking you, do you feel that I have the same ability that you do?
I think that all people can do mediumship if they apply themselves, and all people can do psychic, and there's a distinction, psychic versus mediumship. So a lot of people say psychic medium. Some people are psychic. Some people are mediums, and all mediums are psychic. But I do feel this. Anybody who applies themselves can learn how to do this. You know, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to find out a lot about yourself in the process, and you have to be dedicated to it. And you're going to fall on your face a lot in the process and learn how to do this. And you find out, you know, if you just keep at it, you get better and better over time. Some people are able to really excel early. They are naturals. And others, it's a more of an acquired skill. But everybody's got the ability to do it in some degree or another. In your case, I would say you have great potential. You know, the question is, I mean, is the interest there? You know, yeah, and you're asking me this for a reason. So, you know, I tend to think you've got an interest.
Well, I mean, I've been, well, the best way I can put it is haunted my whole life since I can remember. I mean, the first memory that I have is I was always scared to sleep in my room, so I slept with my mom, and I woke up and I was pressed up against the ceiling, and she had a window next to her bed, and I looked to my left, and I looked out the window, and I could see somebody on the ground looking up at me, praying. And when I looked to my right, down at my mom, thinking, how am I up here? I kind of flinched and I fell, and I hit the bed so hard I woke her up, and, you know, she just yelled at me and said, go back to bed. But, and ever since then, it started. And I just, that's the first thing I can remember, and ever since then, it's just been like downhill.
You've been, so you're a psychic kid who's been picking up. You've been your whole life had these events happening. So you've been picking up on spirits and things like that.
I pick up stuff now, right now. I mean, I haven't for 10 years. I haven't been bothered by anything, and I prayed to God and I asked Him. I said, you know, what's going on with me? Because I don't know what's going on. I just think it's either that or I'm crazy. But it hasn't happened for 10 years, and it just all of a sudden started to pick up again. And
how old are you?
33.
Are you late 20s, early 30s?
33.
Okay, standard pattern. Here's the deal. You know, I grew up in a family of, you know, mediums. I mean, if you heard part of the earlier show, I'm part Viking, part, you know, part Portuguese, part Scottish Highlander. Mostly the Celtic stuff, okay? Grew up in a whole family of everybody could do all kinds of stuff, you know, on my mom's side. And that's the people I grew up around were all this, you know, the Scottish Highlander types. So really not unusual in my family. I didn't stick out. I was just as weird as the rest of them, so it was normal. But the thing is I went through the rebellious period where I, you know, up through about 17, 18, 19 years old, I was seeing a lot of stuff, you know, even as a kid. Going forward from age 5 up, I had a lot of stuff happen. Then in my, you know, 19th year, I decided this is all BS, and I held it back till I was 28. And then I had, I had my second time. I was in a cardiac care unit, and I left my body. I came back in. I had a little problem that happened, and when I came back in, it scared the crap out of me. And I was like, oh, that was weird. I was in a non-local state outside my body. And that got my attention. And I started re-getting back into this. And it really opened my worldview up. And from that point forward, it's been a very long process of education. So it seems like mediums tend to go through these periods where they're going to deny the ability, you know, especially in their younger years. And for whatever reason, they'll try to suppress it because they don't understand it. And then they'll hit a point where they just can't hold it down anymore because it's going to come in, it's just going to overwhelm you if you don't address it. If you're seeing spirits again, if you're having these things happen, it's obvious. Right? The deal is, don't let it manage you. You manage it. So, you know, getting help is the first thing, you know, going in and being honest with yourself and saying, yeah, this stuff is happening to me. Now what do I do with it? First things, you know, is find people who know about it. You know, find people who, it may be that, you know, you may not be, quote, this particular label or that label. You may find that you have some particular gifts that you're good at, and you've got to learn how to work with it. And then you've got to find out, why do you have it? You know, I mean,
that's,
I see spirits,
I'm just
and sometimes I hear them, you know. It's a process, and especially if you're not grounded in it, you know, you don't know how to handle it. I mean, I routinely see stuff, and now to me it's no big deal. I mean, you know, years ago, if I'd seen what I see now, I'd be going, oh my God, you know, have I lost my mind? But now I look at it and go, okay, you know,
I see things I think, well, why am I seeing these things? Why do they have to be, why can't they just come into the room and say, you know, hey, how's it going? Why do they got to watch me through the window or stand behind me or just always be out of my range of view? It's like, it's, you know, it scares the hell out of you sometimes.
Oh, it can get, I get really pissed off at them sometimes. I go, why the hell do you have to stand, like, way the frig out, you know, or you just run away the minute I come into the room, I see you.
Yeah,
and you
exactly like that. Like when I go to the bathroom, I got to turn the hallway light on. Every time I turn the hallway light on, I see something scurry across the living room, and then I see like a little speckle of light, like on the corner, like the corner the corner going into the kitchen. And I'm like, well, why can't you just say, hey, I'm here? And it's like, why do you got to scare me? Why do you got to scurry? What's that about? Why do you got to scurry if you're, you know, I mean,
some of these
just
things
black
are
maps just. Stay still, you know. It's like, I won't see you.
Well, part of it is if it's like to them, you know, Chip Coffey, who I've met, and he's a really great guy. He said, you know, he had an episode in Psychic Kids where he held up a lantern and said, see this lamp? This is what you look like to them, you know. And that's how we are, you know, when you do this work. You become kind of a brilliant light. But there are ways of being able to handle the ability that you can learn how to cope and deal with it. And I have very strict rules about spirits coming around me. I mean, in my home, I keep different stones that have an ability to be kind of a repellent, you know, black tourmaline and obsidian is very good for that. You can keep salt in a dish near you where you sleep and in the rooms that you tend to frequent and you don't want to be bothered. You can do that.
I mean,
also,
that stuff works. I don't believe in that stuff.
It works. I'm sorry. Well, let me clue you in, my friend. It does work because there's something in the makeup of this form of matter that creates something that these things don't like. We don't understand why it does it, but we know that, you know, get past the whole thing that, you know, the ooh-wah-ooh mystical stuff. You know, don't think about it that way. Think of, you know, I'm a scientist. I mean, I work every day in the, you know, the rocket business. And I'm a medium at the same time, and I'm able to keep the two separated. But what I do is this: I look at it rationally, and there's something in the property of this matter, in this form of matter, that these things don't like that I can use then for my benefit. Now, do I need to understand how it does it? No, not really. You know, it's like, do I understand every aspect of my car? I mean, I know the basics, but do I know how every little component works? No, I just get in and drive it. So these things do work. And I found that they really are useful, and it, you know, it's something you have got to kind of, you know, come to. It's not rational, and I know that it sounds the weirdest thing in the world, but it does work. And there's a history of humanity, you know, for thousands on thousands of years, learning that these stones do different things, you know, in regard to the paranormal. And there's also different materials. There's also the fact that you can actually, let's say you're having, it's too intense of a night and you're seeing too many spirits, go eat something. Go eat something with a lot of carbohydrates. It'll shut down your centers of psychic centers, and you'll have far less activity around you. Now, I tend to fast a little bit before I do the show because when I don't drink, you know, a lot of sugary stuff, although I did have a BMW right here. But I mean, but if I don't drink an overabundance of sugary drinks, and or I don't eat a big meal just ahead of my mediumship, I tend to read better because I'm more open to the other side. So, but if you want it to shut it down, just eat a little more. Okay, now your weight might go up, you know. But yeah, I'm showing you that you have some control over this whole process of what's happening to you. Now, there are times you're going to want to open up to it and experience it, so you get to know how the rules work. And these are the key, you know, here's the keys to how you actually interact with the other side. Like my father, who passed 2 weeks ago, we just brought his ashes home this week. And right at the, you know, that day, I walk into, you know, the kitchen, and here he is poking around the corner. And he's running away from me, you know. And I'm looking at him going, why would my father run away from me? But I've understood that for whatever reason, and they've got this thing about avoiding the living. They want to be close to let us know they're around, but for whatever reason, they can't quite get too close to us. And I've learned one thing in my paranormal investigations is that there seems to be a thing about it's not healthy for them to be too close to us, and it's not healthy for us. And so we tend to have to kind of keep a little distance from each other. And that's the kind of sense I get of it. Now, you know, can I say that I've got proof of that? No. But my instinct is I think pretty on par with, you know, all this stuff I've been through and seen. And so, you know, we tend to, like with my paranormal team, we tend to not do but maybe one or two investigations a month where we go into some, you know, really haunted location, because we, you know, I realize, you know, it can get people sick to be around that energy. There's something about it. So you have to develop a tolerance for it. But in your case, I mean, you've got a real standard sounding, you know, you get the ability, you're able to see and experience spirits. You say you're seeing them now, you know, my sense of it, are you hearing voices? Are you hearing them talk?
I did before, like 15 years ago. I was always woken up by somebody yelling my name.
Yeah, that's called clairaudience. Now, you know, one of the things you should do is pick up a book on mediumship and study, study all of this stuff that you can. And you'll find out that, you know, there's these different abilities, you know, clairsentience, you know, clairaugustance. And it basically, the clair means clear seeing, clear feeling, clear hearing. It's the French word clair, meaning clear. And these different senses are, you know, experienced in different ways by different mediums. So, yeah.
So, I mean, none of that's around me is evil then, right? I mean. None of what's around me is, like, bad, like evil, because the reason I ask is because I've hung around other people that, you know, kind of, I don't know why I hung around them, but they delved into the dark side, and I always felt like it would never come around me, but I just feel like every time I was with that person, it would always come back. I just don't know if it just latched off of them, and because sometimes I just feel uneasy, like it's not good.
Well, trust your instincts with what you do have around you. If you feel that it's bad or you feel it's good, you'll know. And you know, I've had cases where we've had some really dark stuff follow us home off cases, and we've taken the appropriate steps to deal with it. You know that this is part of the learning process for you when you're doing work, this kind of work. You know, my studio here, you know, as messy as it is right now, it's a very light place because I go out of my way to make sure that the energies that are allowed in here are of a very high nature. There is a whole ecosystem of entities out there that you know, range from, you know, very low dark things all the way up to the highest angels you can possibly imagine. And those are the crowd I like to work with, is the, you know, the guys that are way up in the light, you know, and then work with the, you know, souls who have passed. But you can, when you go out on paranormal missions, you can run into some really dark stuff out there. They're very low. They haven't evolved much beyond, you know, their death. And then, you know, they come around you. And there's actually species that we don't even understand yet that are out there. That you can, you know, pick up on. And some of that scurrying stuff you see is actually, I think, a kind of form of an astral animal. They're not quite, I don't think they've ever been human. I think there's something else. But you can take steps to make sure that they'll go away.
I've even experienced stuff with people in the other room that don't even believe in any of this. And it's like, you know, it's just really weird, and it's like, I don't know. It just always seems to follow me. It's like every time I go somewhere, it seems to find me. Like here, I moved here. I've been here not even 2 years now, and it's just started again. And it's like, man, why, you know.
Well,
not if I change my address, you won't find me.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, let's put it this way. You're not going to be able to escape who you are. If you've got the gift, you've got the gift. And if you deny it, you're just going to push it down further, and it's going to come back even harder. So, the real trick is getting educated, acknowledging and being honest to yourself that you've got something that you are able to do, and then find out more about what it is your particular abilities are. Every medium is different. Every psychic is different. And you'll learn what you're custom built to do. I see spirits regularly. I feel a lot of things from them, and I'll actually get symbols in my head. It's called mental mediumship, and I'll sometimes hear them. So those are my three strong senses. The other two, taste and feeling, I don't get so much. I don't feel them like touching me very often. But I mean, it's happened.
Oh,
but it's like, not like normal.
I feel them.
See, that would be
me.
A strong thing that you're getting then. So, really go get educated. That's your assignment. Go learn everything you can about this. Then find people you're comfortable with who can teach you how to handle it. And you can actually get in with a good group in your area who you can talk with and really get to know more about the subject. So you're not operating at a deficit. You're operating from strength and knowledge. Mediumship is a responsibility. I mean, when you do this work, it's the ultimate ethical responsibility to tell it like it is and pass messages on. If you ever decide to go that way with it, then you have to learn a whole new craft of, how do you tell people different kinds of news that you're getting and be able to do that in a way that is for their best, for the best in them, and you're being honest and give it like you get it, because, we're nothing more than telephones. We see stuff, we hear stuff, we feel stuff. And the whole reason the other side is using us is because we signed on to do this. And not only that, we got to get past our ego monster that we all carry around. Ooh, look, I can talk to the dead. Yeah, right. The real big thing is, pass the message on. You're doing a service for humanity. And, when you get to the other side, you get a hell of a kick-ass party for the whole deal. and that's my sense of it. And I love doing the work. But in your case, you're where I was a good 20 years ago, where I just was like, what the is going on? Why is this happening? I mean, I couldn't understand it, and I had to work my way through it. And it was a real gut-wrenching year-to-year process to get to the point where I fully embraced it, and it became part of my identity. And it's a gift. It really is. I think you see it that way.
Did they touch you?
I actually have had cases where I've been touched, yes. I had an entity here named Anna who would come in and touch my arm, and I would feel her. She has since crossed, and she was earthbound. I have been picked up and thrown by them. I have actually had been attacked on cases, and I have seen attacks. They are fully capable of doing great and violent things when they're sufficiently motivated. So, yes, there are cases where you will have direct physical contact and they can interact with our world. These things are very real. I mean, one of my cases in Stockton, we had a guy, literally, I've got photographs of the handprints and footprints from the thing tackling him. And it does happen. So, yes, they can touch you. They can, they have the ability to interact in all the regular ways a physical human being would in this world. That's the short answer.
All right, well.
Yeah. So, I hope, what I'll say is this. You've got a great gift. Don't look at it as a curse. Look at it as a gift. And it's up to you to choose what you want to do with it. But somebody chose that, chose you, and basically it's your higher self chose this. You've got the opportunity to help people with this if you choose to do that. If you don't choose to do that, then help yourself with it. Learn how to interact with whatever these energies are you're seeing. And if you give it time and you are sufficiently curious and you just don't give up on it and you keep at it, you'll find yourself in a similar place to me, And maybe 20 years from now, you'll be doing this. this kind of work. So, but I get the sense that you're just trying to flail around and figure it out, you know, and there are answers. Just keep looking.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm looking.
Yeah, and if you sense something, yeah, if get out there and get educated. There's plenty of material out there. And the big thing I get with you is if you're around some people that are doing some dark stuff, don't be around people doing dark stuff.
No, I have.
Stuff.
No, it's been 10 years since I've been around then, and I'm glad I don't. I've seen some weird stuff, some dark stuff, and I don't need it.
I had the chance, like you, I saw some things, and I realized that there was a lot more to the universe than we are being told. Our leadership, you know, and the people, you know, in all the different institutional systems we have know very well that this stuff is real. And, you know, you can't find answers in conventional society. You're going to have to go out on a limb, you know, to paraphrase a very famous author, if you're going to get to the fruit of the tree. And, you know, you're being given a gift. And this is something that I just can't emphasize to you enough. So many people really want what you're getting. So, you know, I think you've got a great future. So, I mean, Sean, go get them. That's my big word to you tonight. Keep going.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to learn about it. I mean, I'm at that point where I want to learn, so I guess it's just learning from now. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, you know, in the past week, and I'm trying to get a line of sight on this, and it's actually, honestly, a lot of you guys have been saying the same stuff, so it's just, it must be true.
I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm on Facebook. You know, stay in touch with me. I mean, I'll do my best to guide you from this distance, but there's nothing like being around somebody, you know, there, you know, in Minnesota that would be able to teach you directly. But if you want to be around a bunch of, you know, great people, just listen to the shows. There's more than one, you know, I'm not the only medium out there. There's a lot of us out there. But you want to kick in on you know, on my Facebook page, feel free, just friend me out there and ask questions. You know, I'll do my best to point you the right ways, the stuff that I do know. But I just sense that you're going to do good. Just keep asking questions and don't give up on it. Okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay, my friend. Hey, God bless.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. He's got a lot of answers out there to find. Yeah, I see that, Nancy. Tell you what, let's see. We got 814. We're just going to breeze right through 1102. 814,
Hello.
You're on Soul Stream. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Oh, they keep paying me to show up.
I called in before. My name is Shannon, but I have a different question for you, and I want to update you. When I called in, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and I asked a question about my son, and you said yes, there was a lot of emotional things going on and that he needed to be out of that environment, and that... Well, we went to court, and it was just for child support court, and they didn't do anything with my husband, my ex-husband, even though I have full custody, and he just took my child. The next day, he dumped his child off in the road. Like, it had nothing to do with him. Done.
Wow.
Yes, and so I have my youngest son back again, so that was a bit strange, and it went in his favor, so I don't understand what his whole reasoning for doing all this was, but I'm grateful I have my youngest son back.
Wow.
Yeah, that in itself is a miracle.
I'm just speechless.
I know, because there's something that was going on. I told you my son was very angry at me and didn't want to speak to me. And when I got him yesterday, he's like, "Hi, Mom, I love you," la la la, and all this. Like, what is going on? And he didn't even know that he wasn't going back to his dad's house. So it was just, I'm very grateful. I wanted to let you know that. I do have another question for you.
Yeah.
If you're not too shocked. I have a question about my relationship with Michael. We've been together for a year. So we're in a distance right now because I've been here taking care of things with my my children. So I'd like your insight.
The distance thing bugs me. What's with the distance? I mean, why is he far away?
Because he lives in Oregon, and I came back to Pennsylvania to take care of the situation with my kids, and I have another court date on April 2nd. I'm a little concerned about, but. I've been here so that I could take care of this situation with my children, and I was supposed to go back out there. I was living out there. My whole intention still is to go back out west.
Well,
and that's the only reason why, at this point, that we're not together.
And where are you at physically?
Physically, I am in Pennsylvania.
All right, but you've got real. There's real love there. I mean, you have real emotional connection with Michael, right? I mean, there's just
I absolutely love the man. Yes.
Okay. If you could wave your wand right now and be there with him, you'd be there, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is more, I'm not going to do psychic stuff. I'm just going to ask, they're just kind of telling me, just come out and ask these questions. The bottom line is, what is the thing that's preventing you from being there?
I have court on April 2nd, and I don't know what's going to happen.
All right. So the whole court thing is the whole legal thing is the that's the whole draw that's holding you back from going the next step. And this ex that's in the way.
Yes, but right now he's being really arrogant today, and I don't know what he's upset about or what his. I don't understand him today at all.
Well, you know what? I went through the whole thing with an arrogant ex, my wife's ex-husband, and he was a real interesting case. And we had some really interesting things happen with him. And he and I did not see eye to eye at all. Matter of fact, we got one time in 1996, him and I got a real knockdown drag out in the front yard because he wouldn't leave my property.
Oh, God.
But,
no,
it's
never
it
been
really
like
good.
That.
I put him in sunglasses, too. I broke his $200 Italian sunglasses, and I took him 2 years of crap off that guy, and it just felt so good. I never have done that before. I hadn't thought since high school, and I hit the guy right between the eyes. and he deserved
well,
it.
They want to press criminal charges on me, and my ex has a lot to do with that, and I am absolutely 100% innocent.
This is the same BS. These guys tend to do this stuff. They're going to make up things. They're going to try to throw mud on a wall. The judge has seen it all before. Honestly, the feeling I get here is this is all going to be, this guy's making himself out to be basically the judge is going to look and go, what, you again? More legal abuse? They see it all the time. And, you know, it's all noise. I mean, how old is your child at this point?
12.
Okay.
The court case doesn't have to do with custody. It has to do with a criminal charge. That was
he's played the custody game, right? Because you got the son back, right?
Okay. The custody, I have full custody. He played that game. I went and filed for contempt of court against him to get my son back. And that's on March 23rd. But when we went for the child support and it went in his favor, the very next day, he just dumped this kid. And he said, I don't want you to get a lawyer. I don't want you to have to go to court. You can have your son. You can have your son.
Okay. See, you know, if you're innocent of this thing, you got nothing to worry about because he's going to have to prove to the court that he's got this thing going on that, you know, he says you did. And you know you didn't, and you're just trying to get through and have your life the way you want it and be happy out in Oregon. And honestly, I don't think that he's going to be able to prove his case. As a matter of fact, I mean, if he's going to continue this kind of game and not have any proof of whatever this is that you know was done, he could run into a problem legally, and you can benefit from that. I just don't see how this is going to, getting back to Michael, I think Michael's patient. I feel like that the whole thing will be, you know, resolved, you know, in the next several months. But I don't see that Michael's going to have anything other than love for you. I mean, he feels the same way towards you that you do towards him. He's wanting it to be over. This clown is going to get found out. I mean, I just really, we went through it, you know, in my marriage. I mean, we went through this stuff and yeah, it was ugly, you know, what people will do to punish each other. And I never understood that somebody would do these things, but they seem to be driven to get even for something that in their mind they feel that you did to them. By being yourself and or daring to walk away from them because you got tired of a control game or whatever, I just find it tragic, you know. But honestly, in your case, I feel love there, and I think you're going to get through it.
I'm a little concerned about how everything's going to work out with my children and Michael because I don't know what Michael's problem was today, but he threw me for a loop. I mean, some of the things that he said was just like, oh my gosh. I was just really surprised. And I know that he's angry,
you know,
and I'm not sure what he's angry about. And,
that's,
you know, it's been since October since we've even been near each other.
Well, you're going to deal with you're dealing with some normal male issues when you've got a frustrating problem and you can't fix it, and a man is too far away to go in and protect his woman, and he's going to hit the end of the rope, you know, emotionally. Yeah, there's going to be it's not going to be all beer and skittles, you know. Probably if it's been since October, probably an airplane flight wouldn't hurt. You know, or a drive across country to spend some time together. But
that would be,
you know,
really nice.
You sure would. Because, I mean, the relationship needs that love to be able to blossom. So, I mean, really, just to get down to it, I really think that, you know, this will work out, but don't let this negative individual continue to keep you, you know, you and him apart, and don't put your life on hold just waiting around for this person who's sitting there doing everything he can to interfere with your life. Minimize it. I mean, I'll give you a little technique that might help. You know, if you take and you want this person out of your life, which you seem to really want this person out of your life and to minimize the damage he can cause, write everything down that you'd like to have happen on a piece of paper. Here we go again with the paper thing, but this is really cool.
And put it
you
on
write
your
it all down. What's that?
Do you want me to put it on the refrigerator?
No, this is better. You're going to get rid of him, and you're going to take what you're going to do is write down all these things you want to have happen. And don't be vindictive. You're just asking, here's the things I need for this person to do and be to be minimized in my life and only be good to me. And then you fold it up and go find a rock outside and put it under it, a big rock. And you're going to let it rot. And what will happen is, in your mind, you just say, you tell the earth and, basically the energy around you, I'm putting it in your hands. You're basically giving it over to them to fix this because you certainly can't. You've tried with your human personality to be able to deal with this, and all you've run into is a brick wall of this guy, and he's a clown. So give it over to God,
mm-hmm.
But write it all down, hand the problem over and say, I'm giving it to you, and then put it under the rock and walk away. And it really works. The refrigerator one is for goals that you want to accomplish and you're talking to your subconscious. The rock one is when you've hit the bottom line and you realize, this is beyond me. I need higher power. This is tugging on God's, trousers and saying, could you take care of this for me? Because this is beyond me. And you kind of put it off to that and let the universe deal with it. And it'll rot away. And as that paper rots, so too will this person's influence over you. And to see it that way. And that it has a real intangible effect on the universe. And it will have a tangible effect on him. Give it a try.
Okay.
No. And by the way, guys, in the chat room, it was not my stomach growling. It was something else. I heard it too. Everybody's having this big conversation in the chat room about that noise. And I heard it too. So, but anyway, I got to move on here. But what I will say this is, you've got a lot more power than you think. So, go get him, and tell that man of yours that you love him, okay?
He's
a good guy. All right? Don't think about the words that you heard today. Call him up and tell him, I'm sorry, I'm sorry about the situation, but I love you. Let's make this work. And I think you're going to be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay? You're welcome. See you later.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. We've got two more out here. I've got what I think is a Skype caller and a 913. I'm going to go ahead and take the Skype caller real fast. 11111. Hello, you're on Soulstream. What's your name and where are you from? And make it a one question only because we're running out of time.
Yeah. Hi, would that be me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Sheena.
Hi, Sheena. And what can we do for you?
Let's see. I filled out an application about 2 months ago with it's a living facility for mentally ill patients. And
yeah.
I had recently called to check up on my application. The lady told me to call back Friday. She re-pulled out my application, and she's getting ready to do the interview. So basically the question is, if that job is mine and when you see me starting the job.
You've already interviewed for it?
No, I didn't. I interviewed for another job. It's just for one day's cleaning timeshares. But that's only part-time. Like I said, it's one day. But this other job that I'm looking forward to, the interview, is full-time. And the girl that's going to interview me, she's a young girl. Younger.
Let's see how I feel with it. I really think you've got a. I keep getting the word competitor. I mean, is this? Are there more? There's people really. Is there more than one person? It's a job that a bunch of people want, right? I mean, you got competitors.
No, it's kind of like a old. Not that I know of. It's an older building, and it's. I mean, I think that's just every job around here because.
You don't have somebody on the inside that's kind of advocating for you. Then you're fresh off the street and you're going into this new place you've never worked for. You don't know anybody there, right?
Yes, I have. I've worked for them before. That's the only thing or whatever. It was a couple of years ago when I was younger and my daughter was younger, but and I was in school and I just worked on the weekends.
You've had prior work there, and I mean the sense I get of it, you know, I mean when you left before it was amicable, right? You didn't get fired or anything. You went out for various personal reasons.
Oh yes, that's true.
Okay, you know, just common sense stuff here. I'm not going to go, you know, psychic on you or anything. You know, if you left under amicable circumstances and you worked there prior. It kind of stands to reason you've got probably a better shot at it than the next guy. But I do feel competitive, you know, kind of a competition thing. So there's somebody else that's strong in the running. So, I mean, it's a toss-up. You know, I'm not going to give you you've got it locked in. I can't give you that because I don't know what's in their mind there. Is the boss that you... I mean, you wouldn't be working for the same boss that you had before. This is a different one, right?
Oh, yeah. The managers are different. The owner is the same person, but back then the management was different.
Is it a man? It's a man, right?
No, the owner is a lady. And I don't know who
there's
the
a man involved in this, so I'm getting a male presence. There's a male energy that's very spiritual. Getting a spiritual energy with this person, and they're very spiritual. They're very, I get a religious connection here.
Mm.
I don't know why. Pardon me?
Not that I know of. When I went in the office, I only kind of seen females.
Okay, well, there's a male, let me put it this way, there's a male energy that, I don't know if you're going to run into this guy or whatever, but what I'm getting is a strong sense that there's a male presence that you're going to run into that's got some bearing on this, and I think that you're going to have an interaction with them, and that could help, but I don't know the whole story here beyond just what little I'm getting, but I'm pressed for time, so I hope that helps.
Oh, gosh. I wanted to ask a really quick question here.
I gotta move on. So we got one more person, and the show's just about to end. So, we'll go ahead and thank you, and I'll move on to 913. 913, you're on SoulStream. What's your name, and where are you from?
Hey, John. How are you?
I keep showing up, and they keep giving me readings to do. It's like the other side wants me to do this or something.
Well, I'm glad you're doing well, so that's cool, okay. I'm really called to validate to you. You know, this week was my hearing at school. I had the hearing this evening, and I wanted to just update you on what happened. And it was like you said, it was
break.
Not a lot. It's my voice. I'm losing my voice. I said I basically want to talk to you on what happened at the hearing this week and validate some of the things that you said. The hearing was not a walk in the park. It was pretty much a really done deal before I even walked in the door. It was more than uncomfortable, but I did not get expelled out of school, so that was a great relief. I am on a year's probation and, you know, have these violations on my record, which I will pursue after I'm done here and taken into a federal court.
Who is this? I mean, what is this Chip?
This is Chip also, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a little
okay,
under the weather.
Thanks,
Phil.
Oh, hon, I'm sorry. You didn't say. Yeah, I'm sitting there going, that's not for Chips.
Well, you know, it was really, you know, hard, and I've been sick, you know, all this kind of breaks down your immune system and, you know, keep on trying to plug away. I spent about 7 hours in an ER today, you know, getting antibiotics and stuff. But, you know, at least I can stay in school. I'm going to try and find a place to live outside of campus right away because I know that it is going to be a more massive witch hunt between now and the time I graduate. So I wanted to thank you because you said I would not get thrown out and you said that they would, you know, give me something else and you know, it was not going to be a scot-free thing, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it was very hard not to just fight for what I know is right and just kind of table that and focus on, you know, my main goal is to get out of here and graduate.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say something here, hon. You know, sometimes when you resist something that is so, you know, like you've got a bunch of people like, well, I mean, I know your situation where you had some of the staff that you were running into who are really trying to push you out. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and then you can look, and I'm just going to shift real quick to my father's situation. We did everything we could to keep my father alive all, you know, for 4.5, 5 years here. We've been through just pure
mm-hmm.
hell. And we were holding him up and holding him up and holding him up. And when we finally realized we'd run out of road, we talked to our doctor and we said, oh, my God, you know, where are we at? And, you know, we all agreed that we'd run out of road. And when we let go, that's when my father, you know, kind of gave the other side, and my father, his higher self, said, okay, I'm ready to leave. And he just immediately started to leave. What I'm saying here is that these things happen for a reason, and when you stop resisting it, it will remove the barrier, and you'll be carted off a whole new direction. So I really think that
right.
you're going to be surprised at where this takes you.
Yeah, I'm just thinking I'm ready to just graduate and be done with this instead of, you know, having to prove that, you know, they are wrong and, you know, unjust and everything. I think at a later time that will come.
Yeah,
because they violated so many federal laws, but right now my goal has to be to finish and to graduate and to move forward with my life and career and my family before, you know, my husband was even so stressed that night. I thought we were going to take him back into the ER for his heart because he's like, this violates this federal law and that federal law and, you know, this article. I'm like, leave it go. Let's just focus on getting through. So I want to thank you for that, you know, because it gave me, you know, even during the hearing, I had to try and focus, okay, what is, you know, do I respond and, you know, show them that they're wrong, or do I just say, okay, let's just move on and give me whatever you're going to give me and let's just move forward because this is getting more than old and it's not worth everyone else.
Well,
and I talked to my mother today. I wanted to let you know. You know, my mom was battling life or death for quite some time.
Yeah.
And today I did talk to her physically.
Wow.
One-on-one. Yes, that was a surprise. And I'm still not sure that she will be around long, but she was coherent. And we had a conversation. And, you know, she's trying to get it all together.
Hey,
so
just for a second, real
well.
Quick. Yes. Chips, real quick. I've got 1 minute on the stream, so I'm just going to end the show. We'll keep going, okay? So we'll roll off screen. I want to thank Kathy for being here. Actually, let me jump up here. Arctic Wolf, I've got Castle 407. Kathy's Distant Echo. Hello, Kathy. Driss Reg, Gerber Daisy TM. We got a guest out there. JB34, Lisa Marie, Liberty, Nancy Mum, Old Crow. Hello, Old Crow. Good to see you. Patama, Spirit Said, Sticking Together, and Say the Girl, and all the others who are listening in. So we're about to go off stream. We've got about 30 seconds, so I'll just keep, we'll get right back to you, Chips, and just roll right on through. And then if anybody, I see two other callers out there. If you want to just, I don't see your hands up, but if you want to, you know, be read, just go ahead and click the one on your dial so you can be read, and I will read you. So, and if you don't, then we'll end the show right after I get back and done talking to Chips. So anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, and it's great tonight. And back to you, Chips.
Okay, so, yeah, it was very hard to speak with her. Learned some things that I didn't know, that, you know, she was so upset that I wasn't fighting with her when she wanted me to, and believing all the lies that my siblings were saying, and she did put an order of protection, and then she said she took it off, but what she doesn't know is that when she gave them power of attorney, they put it back on, and that's why they were going to arrest me. And so I said, you have no idea what you caused, you know, and they followed your orders. And I said, there's been lots of, you know, whatever. All I can tell you is that, you know, if you want to stay in this world, continue to fight like hell. And if you don't, you know, we're there with you, and but we will not be coming back to Chicago. It just took too much out of us, and we can't afford to do that. So she was a little, you know, shocked by it all. And, you know, her first reaction is, oh, it didn't happen. I said, of course you're going to say that. I said, I'm not here to fight with you. I'm glad that you're well and you're alive at least, and, you know, you're going to be able to lead a, you know, halfway life, so.
Well, Gerber, sorry, I'm looking at Gerber. Brain dead here. Chips, I mean, what can I do for you tonight? I mean, you're just...
I just wanted to update you. Yeah.
Pardon me?
I just wanted to update you and let you know what was going on. You know, not really a reading I was looking for, just kind of wanted to let you know.
Okay, I just want to be sure, because I wasn't sure you're... Cause you've been through a real powerful experience. I mean,
yes.
Do you want people to pray for you? I mean, because I can definitely
always
get you together.
I can always use this. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure I pop on Facebook and get a good group going for you, because you need it. You've been through some stuff. And,
yes,
you know, I've been through it, and
fun.
I had a bunch of people helping me, and, you know, when my dad passed, and it's like, wow, you know, but you've been so, you know, the last year, you've been fighting so hard, and this whole thing has shifted now. Now you're just like, you know, and the energy's all,
I'm tired. Yes, I'm very tired, and, you know, trying to re-energize just to finish. See, my goal is usually to get all A's and whatnot, but I will be glad if this semester would cease. I just want to get done with this part of it so that in the fall I can do my internship and have my knees replaced this summer, both of them at the same time, and be well enough to, you know, pursue my career and pursue, you know, I want to get into developing my just a metaphysical also when I can find some time. And energy to do that with. And so, you know, yes, prayers are always grateful. You know, I pray that my husband stays well and the rest of us stay well. And, you know, for the goodness of everything and everyone, it's just always been my being and to have things be a little more smoother than they've been.
Yeah.
And hopefully that, you know, things will move on smoothly. And, you know, wishing the same for everyone. So, yeah, I could definitely always use prayers and guidance and whatnot. It was a big relief this week when someone told me that one psychic who was, I think she's pretty new, was able to tap into my first husband. I said a prayer to her, and she said things that people wouldn't have known. So that was good to know that he was near, especially through this hearing. That, you know, I still have his support, and so that was very reassuring. But it's a tough time, and, you know, people in this economy are drawing straws against other people that they would have normally not do, and it's a very telling time, a very tough time at that.
Well,
so,
well,
I thank you for everything, and I love listening to your show.
Okay, well, hon, I'll get some prayers going for you, and
thank you.
Just the one thing that I can say is roll with it, because this is going to take you in some directions that you might not expect, but
yeah.
Some good things will happen from it. You know, yeah, there's some bad, but don't throw in the towel or anything. Just you're going to roll
no,
in
I
new ways.
No, I want to move forward and finish my school.
Yeah.
I almost was at
yeah,
that point saying,
fine.
You know, why am I doing this? But I want to finish. I deserve to finish. I worked very hard. And the career that I've chosen is going to help many people who cannot help themselves to live the rest of their lives in peace and transition over easily. You know, I want to be a long-term care administrator, but bring in a lot of complementary medicine and the complementary activities for them to, you know, help them that most nursing homes would not do for people. You know, bring in readers and things of that sort and, you know, help them with getting, you know, centered and whatnot, spiritually, physically, and letting their space feel like home instead of a waiting room to die. And
okay.
Protecting them for people like my siblings. So that's my goal.
All right, hon. Well, I'm going to let you go because I've got to head up and check on my mom. But
okay.
I want to thank you for dialing in, hon. And you just hold
thank
tight,
you.
Okay?
Thank
all
you
right.
very much. Hang in there, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. I do see... let me go ahead and put that. I think that pretty much covers it tonight. We've got tomorrow, I've got a show at 8 o'clock Pacific time, 11 Eastern. I am going to be returning back to my work on Monday and doing some stuff. And then Friday, got mom getting her surgery and stuff. We'll have the whole family around the place and taking care of business and cooking a meal and all that, you know, helping me, you know, get through it. So it's going to be some crazy stuff going on, but good show tonight. Definitely a lot of different energy out there, and a lot of people are going through stuff. Just don't lose hope. That's a big key, you know, and finding out that you've got abilities, you know, and being a medium and not knowing what to do with it, like that gentleman from Minnesota. That was great, and I actually had a, you know, an interesting hit from that Elizabeth, the grandmother, tonight, and that was nice because I haven't been myself since my dad died, you know, and a lot of stuff has gone down, and it's been really sporadic, and I really meditated tonight and really asked it, so I'd come through for me, and they did. And so it's been, you know, it's going to be like getting back on a bike after a little while when you've been through such a battlefield, you know. I just so much appreciate this other side and the audience for being there and being part of this with us. So I'm going to just kind of wind it down here. We'll pick some good music to end it and see you guys tomorrow. And we'll do a little bit of we'll probably do some more readings and do some EVPs and stuff like that. And maybe I'll pull out the ovulus, or we'll do some scanning stuff. And Nancy says the growl was your dad messing with the cable. I'm going to send her a hug for that. So anyway, this is Soulstream. We're going to be signing off, and thank you for everybody for calling in. We'll play a little bit of Car Wash to end it out. This is Soulstream signing off. See you guys tomorrow.
This is a shot.
Live from our studios in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soulstream on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, Christina, Missy, how about we have a little oscillation fun up in this joint?
You might not ever get rich. But kind of love.